Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio episode. This is the old Rough Rider himself. Today, we have Muller. Hope you don't become Old Yeller. Let's get right to it, shall we? Like that 1957 Walt Disney movie, Old Yeller, will we see history repeated with a force for good and decency, that would be Special Counsel Robert Mueller, falling on the sword while standing between the rest of us and pure evil, Trump? Mueller has at least 16 highly ranked prosecutorial-type legal professionals on his staff. The entire criminal investigations unit of the Internal Revenue Service, and just recently he acquired the original letter that Trump had written back in the spring to justify the firing of James Comey as head of the FBI. Well, Robert Mueller also has the full reins to chase down all of the voluminous money trails that flow from Trump and lead all the way back to Mother Russia. With so much potential exposure, how much longer can Trump remain on the sidelines without doing what he does best, firing folks? Mueller is going after Trump and his finances and his family connections as well. For Mueller, there is no red line, no line that is not to be crossed. His mandate is far-flung and wide. Anything and anything at all that flows from the 2016 Trump-Russia collusion and or conceivably derivative thereof is his working purview. The flashpoint will surely come from the recent disclosure that Bob Mueller now has in his possession the original draft letter Trump wrote to show the reasons that FBI Director James Comey needed to be fired. That letter must be really shocking because Trump's own White House lawyer, Don McGahn, put the kibosh on it and strenuously reminded Trump that he could not fire an FBI director with that kind of a letter using that kind of language and reasoning. The letter was, however, passed on to, at that time, Acting Deputy FBI Director Rod Rosenstein, who then himself turned around and wrote a parallel letter with using some pseudo rationale justifying the removal of Comey. He basically used the Comey's inept handling of the Hillary email fiasco as the real reason for justification of firing of Comey. Rosenstein merely pinned the blame on the emails, and as a result, Rosenstein was drawn into the conspiracy itself, the conspiracy to be a party to what, for all intents and purposes, is an obstruction of justice. To have knowledge of any wrongdoing transacted at such a high level and yet look away or shunt it aside, and then to proceed blissfully to write a sanitized version for dismissing Comey draws Rosenstein ever deeper into the Trump complicity. Rosenstein may have rehabilitated himself by soon thereafter appointing Robert Mueller as special counsel when he saw the legitimate need to put in place a firewall to rein in Trump and allow the Russia probe to proceed unobstructed. However, now Bob Mueller has obtained a copy of that original draft letter written by Trump and has no doubt pieced together the scenario of events involving Trump, Trump's White House counsel Don McGahn, and Deputy FBI Director Rod Rosenstein in the White House handling of James Comey's dismissal. What Mueller makes of all this must have Trump on edge and on a hair trigger status. Ostensibly, Rosenstein has Mueller's back, or does he? Or does it matter? And at the moment, there is a new FBI director, Christopher Wray, who, during his confirmation hearing, duly vowed to run the FBI independently of the White House. We shall see. It is now probably the case that Mueller needs to at least be able to pass off as much of his evidentiary findings as fast as possible to some of the relevant state attorney generals, who can then in turn continue the Trump-Russia probe on a state level should Trump hand out pardons to folks like Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, and Felix Sater, thus leaving short-circuiting the efforts of Bob Mueller and the special counsel's office. While Trump can pardon folks on the federal level, this power has no standing on the state level, and thus states are free to pursue these matters without any interference from any possible pardons. Will Mueller succumb in the end to the rabid wolf, Trump, that old Yeller did in Disney's 1957 movie? If so, hopefully, like old Yeller, Mueller can amass enough damaging evidence against Trump before Mueller finally gets canned, and thereby lateral everything over to the states to go in for the final kill of Trump and his administration. That concludes another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but gosh dang it, you decide.